This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
To all our brand new listeners, this is a weekly podcast where I, Dread Indian, talk about the craziest, funniest and weirdest news from around the world. People do some whacked out shit and I'm going to be highlighting those people's crazy antics.
Welcome to episode 32 of the Dread Indian Show, and Queen Elizabeth is the sexiest woman alive. Psst. Okay, that's a joke, because Prince William has been named the world's sexiest bald man. World's sexiest bald man. Okay, I don't know how and why. We'll talk about that later. Also, a US man found 15,000 bees in his car after he spent just 10 minutes buying groceries. Yikes. And astronaut Scott Kelly's heart shrank by almost a third during the 1 year he spent on the International Space Station. Space Station. And anti-vaxxers are angry over Krispy Kreme's free donut with vaccine offer. I need to go to the States right now. But going to the first news, Prince William, I'm not going to call him Prince because he's not my Prince, I'm from India. He must have been my Prince before, but wait a second, that didn't sound right. But yeah, William. Okay, I'll call him Prince William so that you guys should know, otherwise you'll think William is like somebody who works in a bakery over here. So Prince William has been named world's sexiest bald man. My question is, who was doing this survey? Were these members of the Royal Guard? I mean, I'm not into guys, but what about The Rock? And you know, Prince William is also not totally bald. He is partially bald, you know, like those faint, scanty hair strands on his hair. It's like you have dunked his head into really boiling hot water and then, you know, removed his head and then whatever is left on his head. So he's not bald. Like, bald is what? Mike Tyson, The Rock, Mahatma Gandhi. See, I'm saying that kind of clean bald. Samuel L. Jackson, that's bald. But yeah, Prince William doesn't even fall in that category. But you know, I mean, Prince William is not, I mean, again, I'm saying I'm not into guys, but he's not like sexiest bald man. I mean, see, when you think about the sexiest guys who have been named before, I think it was Pierce Brosnan for some time. Then there was George Clooney. I don't remember the other guys, but I'm saying, see, these guys, when you look at them, you know, right? When you see Prince William, you're like, yeah, he has bad teeth. I mean, that's a British stereotype. But other than that, yeah, I mean, his wife is hot. But I don't know. Who does this survey? I need to find out who are these people who are just randomly lowering the standard of sexiness. Because if that is the sexiest bald man, then I'm sorry. I think there are a lot of people who are who can actually beat Prince William just like that. Unless this survey was world's sexiest man in Buckingham Palace. Then maybe yes, he does kind of fit that criteria, because I mean, he's the owner of that place, so maybe they just allowed him to be called the sexiest man. But other than that, I don't see any reason for him to be the sexiest bald man in the world. Like I said, Samuel L. Jackson, I think he would be a better option or a better winner for this category. Or maybe the magazine guys were like, anyways, Meghan and Harry and the news, might as well just give this guy also. Oh yes, wait a second, I think I know what is happening. Prince Harry must have told the tabloids that, see, I'm not getting any publicity. And he must have told them, come on, put my name in the newspaper. They're like, sir, but there's nothing controversial that you're doing. Then he's like, ah. Then some intern must have suggested, we can name you the sexiest bald man in the world, if that's okay with you. I mean, there's no harm in doing that, right? And he's like, yes, do it, do it. And I think that's how this entire news piece came up, I think. And like I suggested, hopefully these guys don't end up calling Queen Elizabeth the world's sexiest lady or granny or whatever. But yeah, let's not get over there. But let's go to the States now, because a US man found 15,000 bees in his car after he went for grocery shopping for just 10 minutes. So he did not notice the sudden presence of these bees in his car until he started driving. I don't know how nobody can notice like 15,000 bees in their car. The bzzz is not like affecting you in some way. And the firefighter who helped remove the bees eventually said that the bees were likely swarming with a queen and were looking for a new home. So they found this guy's car as a new home. I don't know whether his car was yellow and black in color. Must have been a taxi, because the bees must have seen something similar. Or maybe there was honey in the car. I have no idea. But if I was in that guy's position, I would just leave my car and run a kilometer away. Because for some reason, I am really scared with insects around my dreads. I don't know. I mean, you know, for them, my dreads are just like a 5-bedroom mansion with 2 swimming pools. They can just live over there and you know, build their houses and do whatnot. So these bees might just start a honeycomb in my dreads. And for that reason, I would just run far as possible from these bees. But this seems like straight out of a horror movie, right? imagine the scene, you know, the cops come to find this car, and then they open the car and all these bees come out, and then this guy's dead body falls off and one bee comes flying out of his mouth. Okay, didn't happen like that, because obviously the bees were a bit more calmer. But yeah, I mean, forget Jaws. This seems like the attack of the killer bees. Bzzz. Like, I mean, bees coming in the car seems okay. Imagine these 15,000 bees enter your house. Oh my god, like how they show in the cartoons. Where do you run? And if all of these bees are, you know, they work in unison, you know, it's like a synchronized thing how they show in the... Okay, again, I think about cartoons where they just, you know, become like a big ass bee and they start poking you. But that's not going to happen. But irrespective, having bees, like 15,000 of them in your house is going to be scary. So I hope that none of this happens to any one of you guys over the weekend. Just lock your car doors and your windows whenever you're going for shopping. Moving on to the next news. Astronaut Scott Kelly's heart shrank by almost a third during the 1 year that he spent on the International Space Station. So, scientists revealed that Kelly's time in space had caused the largest chamber of his heart to shrink in mass from 6.7 ounces to 4.9 ounces, a decline of about 27%. Wow. So, you know what that means, right? I'm now going to stay in space for a long period. Because what if some other body part shrinks by one third? Because for some people, that body part is almost one third. So then if it shrinks by, then there will be nothing remaining. So, I mean, see, you don't know what are the adverse effects of space. What is the adverse effects of no gravity on your body for so long. So just like his heart shrank, you never know if King Kong Shlong, as I had talked about in the previous episode, becomes, I don't know, a small raisin. So, definitely not trying this. And similarly, I mean, if this is happening in space, imagine what might happen on Mars. But then again, Mars gravity is almost the same. So, I think Elon Musk has thought something in that direction. But then again, if his wife, that grime lady, leaves him after 1 year of him landing on Mars, you know what's the reason. Just saying. And moving on to the final news, which is some very tasty news for people in the States. Very sweet news. So anti-vaxxers are angry over Krispy Kreme's Krispy Kreme. How do you call this? Okay, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, they're not sponsoring this podcast. So Krispy Kreme's free donut with vaccine offer. So Krispy Kreme began its promotion on Monday, which is March 22nd, announcing that any customer who showed their COVID-19 vaccine record card would be eligible to receive one of its original glazed donuts for free. How cool! I mean, I don't know how Krispy Kreme or Krispy Kreme is benefiting by this. Krispy Kreme, whatever. Unless the United States government is paying them, you know, a certain amount of money for this to kind of, you know, entice customers to kind of get vaccinated and get a free donut. And if that is the thing, then this would be the biggest scam in the United States history. Because, yeah, I mean, you can give many other things as well. For people to get a vaccine. But I think, yeah, it's not like Americans love only donuts. They love a lot of other things. Yeah, there are a lot of other things that people really like, you know, weed. So, yeah, I mean, if that is... Anyways, it's quite legal in the States for medicinal uses or for recreational uses in many states. So, if they give that instead of maybe a glazed donut, I think even the anti-vaxxers be like, okay, let's vaccines are nice, man. Let's just go and have a good time. And yeah, so that's my suggestion. I don't know, because anything else that you give, I think will be quite expensive. I mean, McDonald's giving burgers, nah, I think people will be like, then they're going to get obese anyway. So yeah, let's not get there. But hopefully Krispy Kreme again doesn't start this offer in India or in China, for that matter of fact, because then they will have to make like 1 billion plus donuts. people might end up coming again and again and again. So yeah, this business model is definitely not going to work in this country. But yeah, for people from the States who are listening to this podcast, if you want to have a free donut and if you're vaccinated, just go to the Krispy Kreme's location and yeah, get your free donut. At least get something out of the vaccine. Okay, I mean, just get something sweet out of the vaccine, okay? And on that very note, we come to the end of episode 32 of the Dread Indian Show. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. And in this week's movie recommendation, I would suggest you guys to go and watch. Since we were talking about donuts and, you know, like fast food snacks and stuff, I would suggest you guys to go and watch Harold and Kumar... go to White Castle, okay? If you guys haven't watched that, I don't know, at least the Gen Z, please go and watch this. It's a crazy movie. It's really funny. It's about these guys who go, you know, smoke up a lot and they end up going to have these burgers from White Castle. I, as an Indian, wanted to try burgers from White Castle after that, but yeah, White Castle has yet not come here. So one day if I go to the States, I will try it. I initially thought that this was a movie promotion for White Castle, but it was not. So yeah, please go and check this movie out. You guys will have a great time. And I hope you guys have a great weekend as well. So yeah, keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPlog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.